Well, we're going through our future. You know, we drafted Josh to lead this franchise for the next 5 or 10 years. His time to go. At this game, a quarterback is about wins. It's about trying to produce wins, and right now we don't have any. We're putting in Josh. He's ready. He's been studying. He's been getting up to his early morning meetings. He's been doing everything he needs to do. And now it's time to go out there in the fire and give him an opportunity to go out and try to play. And here it comes. You know, we have to be patient. We know we're playing a very good defense this week that presents all types of challenges. So it'll be a good test for our young quarterback. And at the same time, it will be somebody that can go out and it's credibility to what he'd be able to do if he's able to do anything.
What kind of progression has he made so far, Raheem?
You know, he's been really awesome. You know, everybody knew about the strong arm. Obviously I had the ability to know about his knowledge of the game that a lot of people didn't know about. But when he got here, he had the ability to shock our coaches, our ownership, and also a lot of our management people. I had already known about a little bit about him from Kansas State and how he came as a freshman, how he prepared, and some of those things. And he just brought it the same way he did when he got to Kansas State, when he was able to take over the job as a freshman, kind of in a similar situation, you know, halfway through, and lead our team to a couple of victories there at Kansas State and watch him develop and watch him mature from game one to game two and to the end of the season, and then watch him progress after I left and to become the leader of that team and really the reason they had a chance to win any game. Now he brings that presence here to Tampa, and we look forward to him leading us to a couple wins here, look forward to him leading us to throughout the future. But at the same time, you got to know, you got to understand that patience is a virtue, especially when you're talking about the hard position in the court in the NFL.
But
during
the bio, you know, I'm sure
you self-scout
and stuff like that. What were some of the other issues you identified that just kind of led to the
07
start?
You know, you always self-evaluate. You know, obviously, the youth of our team is something that you knew. You anticipate some of the problems. And some of the problems that we're having, just like most youthful teams, they make mistakes. And when you make mistakes, you hurt yourself. But when you do it the right way, usually you get good results. And when we did it the right way, we got a lot of good results. We just didn't have enough consistency, enough leadership in our locker room, which is starting to grow and starting to develop, and people starting to step to the forefront. So we could finish this last stretch of the 9-game season and really strong and try to come out of this thing with a winning edge.
Still feel you have the locker room?
Yeah, the locker room's great, man. We don't have a problem with our locker room. My locker room's been great throughout the whole process. I think everybody understands what we're trying to get done here. I mean, our guys are, you know, awesome. Our practices are delightful. Everything is going, you know, just like it should go, actually. When you come in this building, it don't feel like an 0-7 environment.
Besides just getting a win, what are you trying to accomplish these last 9 games?
You want to get wins, you want to make your team better, and you want to establish your identity, who you're going to be. Our program is going to be built throughout the last end of this season. We got to continue to improve the bottom end of our roster. This team will be driven from the bottom up, and we got to continue to do that. Your top end players have to get better, but the only way they get better if they're driven from the bottom, the guys from the bottom up. The 53rd man in your roster, at the end of the day, has to push your number one guy. And if he doesn't, your team has no chance to get better or to improve, and that's what we look forward to doing.
Raheem, how's a local guy you have, Chris Presley, how's he coming along?
You know, he's only been here for a week and a half now, but he's been out there learning the system, getting acclimated. That's part of improving your team from the bottom up. We have the ability to sit around and steal a couple major players. We've stolen Mr. Bennett. We've stolen Presley. We've done some good things as far as picking people off other people's roster, seeing people that's getting waived, Our management group has done a great job of identifying players that we like and been able to come in and help us. You know, Tim Crowder's been here. He's been cut before. He's coming to this team. He's got the ability to come out there and help us get some rush and play some up the D-line. And we've done a good job of picking off people, and we've got to see what Presley got. And he has an opportunity these couple of weeks, and hopefully he can stick.
Coach, do you think you'd be where you'd be now without the minority coaching program? Can you just talk about how important that was to you, for the league?
I think it was really important. You know, it was kind of one of the things that got me an opportunity to work with the New York Jets. You know, coming from Hofstra, they was right across the street, their facility, and I had the ability to go work with Coach Herm Edwards, and I got a chance to meet some of those guys. And then after having a chance to meet some of those guys and learn some of the system, I actually got the interview with Monty Kiffin. I was able to come down here to Tampa, and have an interview here and go through the process here with Mike Tomlin, Rob Marinelli, Joe Barry, some really great coaches that I got a lot of respect for. Coach Dungy was always a part of that family, so I got a chance to meet him, being around Coach Gruden, and get a chance to learn about some offensive things and things of that situation that I was able to take advantage of And I yield that that program was a great program that was installed. It's a great program that continues to go. It's one that we like to follow around here. We actually have an internship program for everybody. We kind of opened it up a little bit. We made it just an internship program. We're able to bring guys in during OTA days. We're able to bring guys in during mini camps, and we're able to bring guys in during training camp. And it's been a good opportunity. It's a great doorway for people if you use it the correct way.
Raheem, can you give me an idea of a couple of guys who played at least consistent football for you?
Well, you know, we got Aqib Talib, who's probably third in the league in interceptions or something like that. Barrett Rube has been had an outstanding season. He's leading our team in tackles. He's up there highly on the list as far as tackles throughout the league. So we have some consistent play from some guys like that. Since Tanard Jackson is back, he's been absolutely stellar. We're talking about three guys that's really been dominant. And then you also got to mention Jimmy Wilkerson, the first-time starter at left end for us. Leading our team with 5.5 sacks. I'm doing a pretty good job up there as far as hustle, as far as what he demands from his unit. Those guys are young. They're playing great. They're playing better. We've got really inspired play from Cadillac Williams. And coming back off of those injuries, nobody really expected anything from him. But all he did was work in the offseason, and he's worked during the season, and his running ability has been limited a little bit by me and really by our coaching staff, because we don't want to put him out there too much. But he's showing us more and more every week that he's getting stronger and stronger and ready to carry the load in some of those tight situations. And here we go. We got some inspired play by Kellen Winslow. I'm coming here having a couple games there. We had a couple breakout situations and a couple touchdowns. I think he's leading our team in touchdowns with 4. He's having the ability to come here and become a splash player like we thought he would be able to. The play of our left tackle and Donald Penn, first duty for the season, he was lucky enough to play against that rush in over there at Dallas. He was able to play against the Buffalo's rush in and a couple good guys, and a really talented guys that really hold those guys to no sacks and no stats against them. And those are all positive things that we got to build on, we got to grow on, and we got to continue to get better and better as we go.
What's it like working with Jim Bates, especially as you being a younger head coach and Jim obviously being around the block a little bit?
You know, it was a lot of fun. You know, Jim Bates, I was always a guy that I was able to, try to pick his brain as a young coach. You know, they ran a little bit different system than what we ran. They were more of a switch or quarters-orientated defense. We were more of a Tampa 2. But you've seen the two systems try to intermingle and try to do some of the things because it complements each other so well. So being a young coach, even when he was at Miami or at Green Bay, I was able to go and pick stuff from him. He actually tried to hire me as a secondary coach at Green Bay, and I beat him to it. I was able to hire him at Tampa, and now we're here. We're implementing the system. We're getting the players in place that he needs to be successful. And once we have a opportunity to do that, Jim Bates will be feeling pretty good about being here, loving life, and we're just trying to work together.
So you interviewed here in 05?
I was denied, actually. I was forced to stay in the warm weather of Tampa.
And the Bucs wouldn't let you interview?
No, I got denied, which turned out to be a pretty good thing for me.
Well,